This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and today I am excited to be joined by Michael Ugwiki, who is the President and CEO of Methodist Liberna Healthcare. So Michael, thank you so much for joining me today, and I would love for you to introduce yourself and start off by telling us a little bit about your career and Methodist.
Thank you again for the opportunity to participate in this podcast. As you said earlier, my name is Michael Ugwiki. I am the President and CEO of Methodist Liberna Healthcare. In Memphis, a six-hospital health system with about 13,000 associates serving about 1.5 million people within the Mid-South community. We have over 100 ambulatory sites across the community to improve access to our patients.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join me. And I would love for you to expand a little bit more on what you are currently most focused on.
So we are currently most focused on workforce stability or stabilization and creating a pipeline to ensure continuity of our workforce. I'm sure every health system in the country is experiencing a bit of, great resignation that has impacted all of us. So from my perspective, our number one opportunity right now is how do we recruit and retain, more importantly, retain our associates and less dependency on agency staffing. And that has become our focus as we continue to open up more beds since the pandemic and continue to see increase in patient volumes returning back to our pre-COVID era.
Absolutely. I think that is a great point to make. And kind of going along with that, how do you think we can improve medical education to help retention?
I think we have a number of opportunities. One is we have to really rethink the way we have, staffed hospitals in the past, meaning, given the generational change and the competition with gig economy, I think we need to really rethink how much of what we do can be automated versus using individuals, because quite frankly, it's just not enough to go around, particularly this time. And in a licensed profession such as healthcare, we need to create a pipeline that goes even early as, some will argue middle school, not even high school, middle school, to begin to identify kids with interest in healthcare and encouraging them. But not all of them have to be doctors or, technicians, but, other roles within healthcare that they may have some interest in. I think that's important. But also we need to really begin to teach, again, as I said earlier, team-based approach to care, where a team approach where it takes away from individual effort. So you can have a team lead that leads a certain unit, could be an RN, could be a different title, but the rest of the members of that team may or may not be around the same title, but have discrete responsibilities that they're trying to fulfill. Again, as an industry, we've often talked about working people, the top of their license was the buzzword at one point, but quite frankly, we have not actualized it. I think it's important to recognize that we are sometimes underutilizing the skills and talents of people because of the work we are assigning them to do. So how can we really identify what people are good at, what they're licensed to do, and identify those things that doesn't require a license and let someone else do them to reduce the burnout and the stress? Because, as we know, it'll be very difficult to continue to source out nurses in particular and other tech jobs given the great resignation.
Absolutely. I think you make some great points there. And kind of shifting focus from medical education and individual healthcare providers, I would love for you to talk a little bit about Methodist and your vision for what that will look like in 5 years.
Obviously, our world can change anytime, right? We've learned that over the last 2 years, right? So 5 years, my hope is Methodist, we just in fact completed our new strategic plan where we've adopted MLH Reimagined. And that is really to take a fresh approach, especially coming out of the pandemic. How do we position ourselves in the community to be the single source of health and wellness information for our community members, and creating a digitization or digital transformation that will enable our patients to connect with us pre, during, and after they visited us, but more importantly, meeting them where they are. So what some of the things that we're looking at is, you know, creating what we call an omni-channel access to information to our customers. You heard me say customers, not patients, because I think they become customers before they become patients. And so how do we connect with them when they are in their customer mode, meaning they have the opportunity to leverage services and information from our health system. So at some point when they need us, they're not only they know us already, so that makes it easier for them to access our services, but at the same time, gives them the information they need to stay healthy themselves and be well. So those are the areas that I think will differentiate us in the market, to be honest. I think, patients or customers today are looking for opportunities to align with health systems regionally or even locally. You know, all healthcare is still local, or where they source their healthcare needs. But more than just healthcare, they're looking for wellness. And we want to be the true source of wellness for them and one-stop shop, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today and share your thoughts on these issues. And I thank you for joining me on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thank you.